To put this nearly two-year struggle in context, I called Greg Juniment, president of the International Federation of Professional and Technical Engineers. He's been involved in federal union work for 25 years. How many times in your 25 years of this have you seen something like this happen?
Never.
Oh, really? Really?
Never. I've never seen a federal government. I mean, I've seen contract negotiations go that long. Never in the federal government. You know, I don't even recall one that's gone a year.
Federal unions can't strike. They also can't negotiate pay or benefits, which means that employees end up working under expired contract provisions. Nothing changes. Juniman says usually that makes for less contentious bargaining.
Once we go into negotiations, it's resolved, even in very, very complex cases, 6 months, 7 months. That's not the case. That's not what happened here with Social Security Administration and AFGE. They sought to update their contract, update an expired contract, and 22 months is just unheard of and shameful.
AFGE represents nearly 50,000 Social Security employees, many of them working in customer service. It's failed to reach agreement on 40 articles of negotiation. It's only resolved 12. Witold Skverchinsky is the union's chief negotiator.
I mean, all the big stuff like employee rights is out there, health and safety, we don't have an agreement. The union institutional articles such as facilities, which would be our office space, our ability to use their computer system.
Employee performance evaluations, awards, transit subsidies, and grievance procedures are also up in the air. But unions say the dispute isn't about promotions or commuter expenses as much as ideology. Social Security is an independent agency. Commissioner Michael Astrew was nominated by President George W. Bush and is serving a six-year term. The Social Security Administration did not respond to an interview request for the story, except to send an email saying the parties have been working with a mediator and that agency officials are prepared to resume bargaining on schedule. But Jessica Clement, who directs government relations at the Federal Managers Association, says her group, while it doesn't have bargaining rights, does enjoy a productive relationship with the agency.
Oh, I think we have a great relationship with the Social Security Administration. They've always been willing to meet with us when they ask. Our Social Security conference chair travels to Baltimore, I think, at least once or twice a year. She's in Chicago, along with the NISMA president, to meet with the commissioner and the deputy commissioners to talk about management issues. We've always enjoyed a very friendly relationship with agency leadership.
But AFGE is done with talking. In September, it asked the Federal Services Impasses Panel to hear its case. Again, Witold Skverchinsky.
We think that it's pointless to continue in the path that we're in. We're far apart. We're not getting the job done or reaching a final agreement. We need help. You can't go on strike in the federal sector, so our only alternative is to seek the assistance of the Federal Services Impasses Panel if we want a relatively expeditious conclusion to this process. We've been bargaining now for 22 months. It's time to reach some finality.
If the panel agrees to take the case, its seven members, all political appointees, could do whatever they deem necessary to resolve the dispute. American University Director of Key Leadership Programs Bob Tobias says that makes it bargainers' last resort.
The panel will usually decide between the competing union and management proposals as to which proposal they will accept. Or the panel can say, I don't like either of your proposals, and here's what the contract will look like. So the panel tries to create uncertainty to convince the parties that they ought to reach agreement rather than relying on the panel to direct the final contract.
The impasse panel hasn't said anything yet about the case. It meets again next week. Again, Tobias.
The president has issued an executive order mandating the creation of collaborative labor management agreements. So there are certainly labor management relationships that are collaborating and that are producing measurable value and measurable results.
But he adds 22 months of bargaining is a tough situation. IFPTE's Juniman says the uncertainty is affecting everyone at the agency.
The employer is viewed as uncaring. The union is viewed as ineffective. So in both cases, the union and management then blame each other, and the employee feels, very, very disheartened and disillusioned and bitter because of it. And then when they finally get a contract, it's sort of like, well, it's about time. So there's not even, if it takes so long, it's not even like justice anymore. If I owe you $20 and paid you 2 years from now, you wouldn't be very grateful.
So at this point, he says, a happy ending might be out of the question. The parties are just looking for an ending, period. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.